Good morning. It's the 20th of January. Our first reading for the day is Genesis 34 and 35. I'm going to read to you again from Brother Andrew Walker's book. Jacob has now arrived back at Bethel. I read, "The Lord now revealed himself to Jacob as Almighty God, El Shaddai. This title was used when the Lord gave renewed vigour to Abraham and Sarah, so that Isaac could be conceived, and the promised nation could emerge through him. In turn, Isaac used this title when, by faith, he blessed Jacob, that he might become a multitude of people and inherit the blessing of Abraham. Of course, Jacob would know these things, and would remember that circumcision had been demanded by God as the sign that El Shaddai alone had the power to fulfil the promises covenanted to his grandfather. How he would reflect on the misuse of this rite that had just occurred at Shechem. The Lord then repeated, almost word for word, the patriarchal blessing that Isaac had given Jacob as he left home. This was the second time that God spoke to Jacob at Bethel, and the psalmist tells us of a significant difference between the two occasions. Reading now from Psalm 105, verses 6 to 12. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant for ever, the word which he commanded for a thousand generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan as the allotment of your inheritance, when they were few in number, indeed very few, and strangers in it. His word to Jacob, fleeing to Haran, was a statute, a divine decree, that assured Jacob that the Lord would be with him wherever he was. The Lord's words to Israel, who had fully come to believe in this and act upon it, were an everlasting covenant. Here, at last, was all the blessing that Jacob could desire. This would be a wonderful message to his sons. No doubt he had shared Isaac's words with them, but now the Lord amplified them. If they remained separate from the people round about and shared their father's faith, then from them nations, Judah and Israel, would come. Not only would they inherit the land, but their descendants would grow to be kingdoms. These events were an important pattern for Israel in the future. When the nation left Egypt and travelled to Sinai, they were told to sanctify themselves, wash their clothes, and be ready for the descent of the Lord to speak to them. All of the laws that then followed were given that they might be a separate nation, different from the nations round about, holy because the Lord was holy. And this same pattern was also left for us. We have the example of the one who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. He teaches us how we should behave in the house of God, Bethel, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And Paul had the example of Jacob at Bethel in mind when he wrote those words. We too have been cleansed with the washing of water by the word. At our baptism, we vowed to put off the things of this life and put on those new spiritual clothes of which the greatest, wrote Paul, is love. Just as Jacob became Israel, finally leaving all the past behind in the rededication at Bethel, with those who hold fast to their faith, the Lord will share his own new name at his coming. Thank you for listening.